building or a 50 by 100 clear span building fast and easy. Call 877-25-STEEL. That's 877-257-8335. 877-25-STEEL.
While public school children in Uvalde, Texas prepare to head back to the classroom, kids who previously attended Robb Elementary will be enrolled elsewhere.
After the mass shooting that claimed 21 lives at Robb Elementary, Uvalde School Superintendent Hal Harrell said the decision was made almost immediately.
We will not be going back to that campus in any form or fashion.
Leaving Robb parents to decide where to enroll their children for the coming year. A group called Catholic Extension says it's giving scholarships to 80 families whose kids will now attend Uvalde's Sacred Heart Catholic School, a little over a mile away from Robb Elementary. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The First Lady's communications director says Dr. Jill Biden continues to make progress after testing positive for COVID.
A spokesperson for the First Lady tells ABC Dr. Jill Biden is feeling better but still experiencing cold-like symptoms. Her office announced Tuesday the First Lady tested positive for COVID and had been prescribed the antiviral Paxlovid. Dr. Biden is self-isolating in South Carolina, where she and the president were vacationing last week. President Biden is at their family home in Wilmington, Delaware. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, the White House.
Dry, hot weather in Spain is taking a toll on one of its reservoirs. Water levels have dropped so low that a prehistoric stone circle has reemerged. It's called the Spanish Stonehenge. Experts say that dozens of megalithic stones have existed since 5000 BC. This is ABC News.
There's still time for business owners to claim their federal aid under the Employee Retention Tax Credit Program. Cash refunds of up to $26,000 per employee are available for employers who continue to pay their employees during the COVID epidemic. You can claim the credit even if you received a PPP loan. The licensed CPAs and tax professionals at Ferguson, Timar & Associates have been serving business owners across the country for over 15 years. Our tax credit specialists are available now at 833-ERC-FILE. That's 833-ERC-FILE.
Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Soon, there'll be no difference between earbud-type headphones and hearing aids. Here's why. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by T-Mobile. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Visit T-Mobile.com/55 today. Here's some great money-saving news. This October, hearing aids will be sold over-the-counter, and headphone makers like Bose, Sony, Apple, and many others could easily begin selling devices that function as both hearing aids and headphones. I believe that the hearing aid business has turned into a bit of a racket. Consumers have been ripped off for years with ridiculous price markups, especially with today's wireless technology. Using a smartphone app, hearing aids can easily be tuned by the person wearing them. Naturally, audiologists and others have been profiting big, and they're unhappy about this. They claim that you need a professional to fit and tune hearing aids. But for the millions with little to moderate hearing loss, over-the-counter is just right for you. Keep your tech know-how going with my daily longer podcast. It's called Kim Komando Today. It's perfect for walks and drives. As you gear up for fall, you need the right people on your team to help your small business fire on all cylinders. LinkedIn Jobs is here to make it easier to find the people you want to talk to, faster and for free. Create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 810 million people. Then add your job in the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. So this way, your network can help you find the right people to hire. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates worth interviewing faster. Every week, nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn. Post your job for free right now at linkedin.com/Kim. That's linkedin.com/Kim to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. That's linkedin.com/Kim.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise Survival and Emergency Foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg Sloss carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet.
Hey, opening your own business? Then here's a tip. Big dreams like yours don't necessarily require a big bank. A smartly sized bank with the same business resources and more nimble decision-making can be a better financial partner. A bank like, say, Mountain West Bank. They'll help you establish a credit line, grow your business, and more. Give them a call. Mountain West Bank. Today, tomorrow, together. Member FDIC.
We are ready to get this one going. The Bengals awaiting the opening kickoff. He heaves it up. Elijah Cummings on the wheel route. Makes the catch to the 10, and he's brought down at the 5-yard line. Zach Borsch able to pick up 23 when he needed just one. Throws it up. The ball bobbled. Is it reeled in? Yes, it is. Touchdown, Idaho.
Vandal football is here. Season tickets start at $100. Get yours today at govandals.com.
Bonner's Ferry Glass has long been the place to go for a multitude of services, including rock chip repair or windshield replacement and lock and key services. Plus, you'll always find a staff of trained professionals at Bonner's Ferry Glass. If you need commercial and or residential doors, windows, garage doors, screen window and door repair, or even custom glass cutting for tabletops or picture frames, they do it all at Bonner's Ferry Glass on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Who's that again? I don't know that number.
Please hold for a very important message.
And skip. You can skip robocalls, but don't skip your well visits and recommended vaccines. They help protect you. So ask your doctor or pharmacist about any recommended vaccines you may need. Really? Again? And skip.
A public service announcement from Vaccinate Your Family. In collaboration with Merck.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
I'm alright, nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Well, all right. Thank you, Kenny Loggins, and hi again, everybody. Welcome aboard our local hour here on one of my favorite two AM stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in somewhat hazy but always beautiful Bonner's Ferry. Also right here on 97.1 FM. Just a little programming note, our 1400 signal will be on soon. The antenna. First time since World War II, we had to move it. So it's happening right now. But anyway, I'm glad you're happening with us here. It is Thursday, and we're in North Idaho, so we call this North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte. Along with you, we've got another good show for you today. First up, we'll once again be chatting with folks from Bonner General Health, Justin Dick, from the Bonner General Health Foundation, and Michelle Tucker, who is the Director of Rehabilitation Performance Therapy Services, will be here to discuss the upcoming Find Your Strength Family Fun Run and their fundraising goals. So that's coming up first here. In our second segment, we'll meet Gary West, who, along with his wife Darlene, is selling their famous fudge at the Bonner County Fair this week. So we drug him away from the fair today. It probably feels good for him to be in the air-conditioned studio right now. Their business is called Granny's Goodies, and he'll tell us all about that. And in our final segment today, we'll have our yearly visit with my good buddy, Wade Brown, from right here in Boundary County. And he now lives over on the coast, but he comes back every August right this very same week. Comes back to town with his demolition derby Saturday night at the fairgrounds. It's always fun talking to Wade, so we'll get to that in just a few minutes. If you're wondering what's going on, there's just a lot going on. It seems like we're taking, now that the festival's over and stuff like that, you know, JC's race and what have you, now, just like this, it's a sprint to the finish of summer. So the Bonner County Fair kicking off right now. The rodeo is, the rodeo happened in beginning of this month. And let's see, what do we have here? The ranch sorting has happened. Summer Nights Concert tonight with the Copper Mountain Band. They were here last year, backed by popular demand. Challenge of Champions bull riding is Friday night, tomorrow night at the fairgrounds. And the Demolition Derby is Saturday. It always sells out, so you should get your tickets now. That's what's happening at the fair. Of course, great food, as always, at the fair as well. For more information, go to BonnerCountyFair.com. Also, this Saturday, the Angels over Sandpoint are having their third annual Lazy A .08K. I can't even call it a fun run because you don't even run. You go to McDuff's, it starts at noon, you pay your registration fee, money goes to a great cause, and you drink beer, and the one time I did it, you ate a donut at the turn. I mean, the turn was the other side of the parking lot, and you come back. So it's our engineer here, he competes every year, he works out, trains for this great event. So you can go to angelsoversandpoint.com or whatever their website is, or go to Eventbrite and buy tickets there for that. Also Saturday, as if you're not exhausted enough, there's a great event. Shakespeare in the Park returns to Lakeview Park here in Sandpoint, 5 o'clock. It's free. Just bring the family in a blanket and just kick back and watch this great production. Also Saturday, you're going to wake up and notice a whole lot of airplanes in the air around Sandpoint, as it's the 16th annual Wings Over Sandpoint fly-in. So they're doing a pancake breakfast from 8 to 10, and you can go out to the airport and check out the planes. So that's kind of cool. It's also the final week of the Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness Incredibly Wild Auction. I had lunch with folks from Friends of Scotchman Peaks the other day, and they said there's some great auction items still up for grabs. So go check that out at the Friends of Scotchman Peaks website, or you can go to 32auctions.com and look for the Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness page and take it from there. Also, let's see, Friday there's Mostly Clean Comedy hosted by Jody Carroll at the Panada Little Theater. You can go to panada.org. For more on that, Matchwood Brewing on Friday has music with Birds of Play. All right. Scott Reed Trio will be at the Pondere Winery on Friday evening. And let's see what else we got. Don't forget Farmer's Market. Farmer's Market season has been great this year, but it should be like hitting its stride this Saturday and the following weeks as they get in all the great bounties of the summer. So 9 until 1 in Farm and Park downtown Sandpoint. Brian Jacobs is playing at the winery on Saturday. Harold's IGA is at the 219 on Saturday, making a return there after a couple years away, I believe. There's karaoke Saturday at the Turvan. Did you hear that, Pat? Karaoke at the Turvan. Let's see what else is going on. That's enough. That's enough stuff going. Oh, wait. If you're heading to Coeur d'Alene on Saturday, it's Ales for the Trail in the Coeur d'Alene City Park. It's a beer drinking fundraiser for the Idaho Centennial Trail Foundation. Also coming up in September is the Angels Over Sandpoint Charity Golf Scramble at the Idaho Club. You can go to their website for more information or track down Paula Marcinko from Angels Over Sandpoint. She'll tell you all about it. And also coming up on September the 10th, the 6th annual Pondere Neighbor Days is happening in Pondere, and they are currently still accepting applications for vendor booths. Booth space is free, and you can sign up now by calling the City of Pondere at 265-5468, 265-5468, or go online at klmiller@pondere.org. Free booth space. You can't beat that, so it'll be fun. Can't beat today's show either. We've got Justin Dick and Michelle Tucker from BGH with us, and a lot more, so stick around.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
All new hours. Kate, the prior GM, and her husband Carson are the new owners, with your favorite lounge and restaurant staff. Now open for breakfast daily starting at 8 a.m. Yep, you heard it right. Now open for breakfast at 8 a.m.
Come on back to the Hydra for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
Taylor and Sons.
Taylor and Sons. Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor and Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. It may not be apparent when driving or stopping by our dealership, but new Chevrolets are arriving daily. Of the 5 to 10 new vehicles per week that make their arrival, almost every vehicle has been reserved in advance. Although they're not on display, there's a high volume of new Chevrolet vehicles passing through the dealership each and every week. This consistent sales rate has put Taylor & Sons in a very favorable position to continue to earn additional vehicles from Chevrolet. What this means for you is if you're considering a new Chevrolet Silverado, Tahoe, Suburban, or Equinox, Taylor & Sons may have just the right vehicle on order. If we don't have it, based on Taylor & Sons' turn rate of new vehicles, there's a good likelihood we can get an order accepted by Chevrolet relatively immediately. Contact us your way by either email, text, or phone by visiting tschevy.com. There you will find multiple pictures, detailed descriptions, and clear transaction pricing for every vehicle in stock. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
With the warmer months upon us, now is the right time to dress your windows with beautiful and practical custom blinds by Hunter Douglas. Don Thomas here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, and I would like to invite you to stop by and see for yourself all the possibilities on display in our showroom gallery. From Roman shades to the silhouette applications, you will love all the light diffusing designs. When it comes to protecting the inside of your home from the sun's harmful UV rays, Hunter Douglas is the industry leader and has been for over 60 years. Selkirk Glass and Cabinets' experienced and knowledgeable staff is ready to assist you in selecting the perfect options for your home and inform you of factory incentives available through Hunter Douglas. Selkirk Glass and Cabinets offers interest-free financing and professional installation services. If you'd like to bring a stylish and practical change to the inside of your home, come by and see us on Bonner Mall Way or check out our website. It's Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. That's the place to go.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back, and as promised, chatting with folks from Bonner General Health. Justin Dick from the Bonner General Health Foundation is with us once again, and he's brought along Michelle Tucker, who is the Director of Rehabilitation Performance Therapy Services. So welcome to the show.
Thanks
great
for having
you guys
Bob.
Here. And just as you did last time, you guys have a fun run coming up as a fundraiser for you guys. This is the first year you've done it. Tell us about it.
First year, we're almost about a month away. It's called the Find Your Strength 5K and 1K. That'll be on September 24th. All the activities will kick off down at City Beach, and then we'll finish with a large after party on the grass just right on the east side of Trinity at City Beach. So definitely our first endeavor in the athletic event world.
Mm-hmm.
But the big thing for us was the cause, and that's why we brought Michelle along. What we're trying to bring in funds for right now, this state-of-the-art exoskeleton has the ability to change not just our rehabilitation department, not just the hospital, but our community and our surrounding community that we serve in terms of Washington and Montana as well.
Well, I don't know if you did it on purpose, bring the race this year, but, you know, we just had the potentially the last JC's race after all these years, and the Bay Trail Fun Run hasn't happened for a few years. They had two COVID years, and then this year they just didn't do it. So we need another fun run around here. So good call.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And it really did happen organically. You know, JC's Race, over 20 years, they have done amazing work in this community. And I have a feeling that somebody's going
to
pick it back up.
It just needs somebody to pick
up
the reins and run with it.
Right. Yeah. And same thing with these other organizations. And I'll tell you, once we get this one under our belt, we would be happy to work with any of the other organizations, share best practices. We did get to meet with Nancy Jenkins, who's just absolutely amazing. Her and JC over for JC's Race, they were so fantastic to meet with us and help us out with this. So
great.
All kudos and thank yous to them.
All right. So Michelle, thanks for joining. This is your first time?
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
It's great having you here. So tell us about the exoskeleton and who it serves and what it does.
Well, the exoskeleton is definitely a state-of-the-art piece of equipment, and it is used for patients with spinal cord injuries, traumatic brain injury, any type of neurological condition. It can be used for some orthopedic conditions as well. But it is actually a suit that someone would get into. So think about a paraplegic who cannot walk. They get into this suit, and basically it has a motor, and we can program it and adjust it as needed to meet that person's need. But they can actually get up and walk and do an do activity. They can walk. They can participate in different activities and in that suit, which is amazing.
So what have you been doing without this suit?
Well, without the suit, we do have harnesses that mm-hmm. we put people in. We put them above a treadmill in a harness, and we work it that way. But it's not as efficient and as effective. We can basically use the exoskeleton with one person. When you're putting someone in a sling, adjusting a sling, you just can't get the same level of safety and efficiency as you could can in an exoskeleton.
So in the past, besides the treadmill and harness thing, if somebody wanted to use this exoskeleton, would they have to go somewhere else?
There is no exoskeleton in the state of Idaho or Montana.
Wow.
And my understanding is that the closest to us is Wenatchee and Seattle. And so this is something that is amazing for Bonner General Health to be looking at fundraising for this piece of equipment, because not even in Spokane, not in Coeur d'Alene. We are a very progressive rehabilitation department. We look at the needs of our patients, and we go, I think the therapists advocate, and we go above and beyond to make sure that our patients, our community, get what they deserve to get the best outcome that they possibly can get after an injury, or it's life-changing.
So will this be one suit?
One suit.
So filling the needs of approximately how many people?
Well, I have a feeling the suit will be used for at least 10 patients a day, every day. My prediction is that we're not just going to be serving patients in our community. I mean, obviously that's our priority and that's what we're looking at. But if you think about, there isn't one in the whole state of Montana or Idaho or Eastern Spokane or Washington, that we're going to have people coming to Sandpoint to seek that service.
Yeah.
Because we have people leave Sandpoint to go to Wenatchee, go to Seattle to seek that service.
And would you rather be in Sandpoint or Wenatchee? Come on, think about it.
I personally Sandpoint, but...
Me too.
Well, and one part that's really great about that, we have a local named Chris Owens. And Michelle and Chris, they came to us about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, and presented this idea. Chris was hurt in a logging accident and lost the ability to use his legs about 12 years ago. He's since been traveling to and from Wenatchee, so he only gets X amount of time on this machine. But when he goes, and this is what's amazing, this patient testimonial from Chris, is when he gets in there, he can actually feel the sensation of heat on his legs. He feels his core strength coming back. And what we'd love is for, you know, we always try to bring back or bring services that are really going to affect and create this positive impact in our community. And to have this so close to home, to be able to outreach, you know, we're really dealing with a patient population of sometimes up to 60,000 when you include everybody north of Sandpoint, when we get out to Montana and we get into Washington, and also have the ability to bring some folks up from southern Idaho as well.
So I guess the question has to be asked is why in this general area, as we've touched on a couple of times, no one else has this?
Well, Justin and I were just talking about that, and I think that people get in, rehab departments get into looking at the services that they provide, and often they have a lot of turnover in the bigger cities and maybe not the same sense of community as we do here. I've been here for 23 years. Many of my therapists have been with me for that long or getting close to that. And I think we are very progressive. It's a small community. It is, you know, one of the therapist's husband, or it is somebody's dad, or it's somebody's grandma. And we know the tools that are out there that will be effective and get our community members the best outcome they can. And in all of our services, I think people are surprised when they look at a small community and what we actually do provide in Sandpoint. And we are always looking for the next thing that's going to help our patients. And we're going to advocate for that if we can. And we're very grateful and fortunate that the Bonner General Health Foundation has decided to support us in this venture. We're super excited.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've learned so much about BGH in the last 3 years, and that's one thing we got out of the pandemic was I got to meet all these doctors and nurses, and I learned so much about what a great little hospital it is for a town this size.
And I think the other thing about the exoskeleton, a patient comes in wanting to walk, but there is so much more benefit to the patient than just walking. It is the as we know, with lack of mobility, people have cardiovascular issues, pulmonary issues, skin integrity issues. All of that goes along with immobility and not being able to move. And so the exoskeleton not only gives people that sense of movement and sense of independence, but it also improves cardiovascular health, pulmonary health, skin integrity, core strength, all of that as well as a benefit, and so much more.
And again, do you need to be an existing patient at Bonner General Hospital to use this?
No, you would actually get a referral from your physician and come in and seek that service.
So Justin, back to your fund run, the purpose of what the funds are for this year is to purchase this. Do you want to share financial goals or needs, or how are you going to afford to buy this?
Well, being that we're a first-year event, we're hoping just to break even.
Boy, do I understand that.
But I'll tell you, our community has certainly come through, and I need to recognize a few people.
Sure.
Capstone Certified Public Accountants, AGP Wealth Advisors, the wonderful Blue Sky Broadcasting, 219 Lounge, Clearwater Gear. And I got a huge thank you to Donna Hutter. If you don't know Donna Hutter, get over to the Community Assistance League, Bazaar. She works there almost 7 days a week. That woman is absolutely amazing. She's been a huge advocate for BGH. She's a huge advocate for the exoskeleton and the run as well. The other big thing about the run, too, is we wanted a community event, right? Mm-hmm. We've all seen the national economy. I think we all kind of have an idea, or we think we have an idea of where it's headed right now. We get a lot of doom and gloom. We know that donation dollars might not come in the way they have the last 2 years, where we got a lot of sympathy and a lot of empathy from COVID patients and families of COVID patients that had to use the hospital. What we'd really like to see is turn around. If you don't have the ability to write the check, please come participate. Please roll up your sleeves and volunteer. The hospital has such a healthy group of volunteers, one of the strongest volunteer bases in Sandpoint. In the surrounding area. You can certainly get in touch with myself, or we'll give you bonnergeneral.org/foundation. We'll get you all the information to get to that race on September 24th. And it is 100% family friendly. I think we're all really excited for the little kids 1K. It's superhero themed as well,
too. You have to be a kid to do the
1K? No, and that's, I was just about to say,
I'm
that.
Asking Thank for you, Bob. A friend.
No. Bob's pointing out somebody right now, but we certainly, it is open to all ages. And that's the big thing, is we want folks to find their strength. Okay. Have you wanted to do a 5K? Had you wanted to do a 1K? Did you just want to get off the couch and start exercising and spending some time outdoors? Let this be the start here. And then we're going to follow this up with the Build Your Strength campaign. Give you some helpful hints, get you in the right touch with the right people in terms of some of our partners like 7B or Sandpoint Strength and Conditioning. Let's build you up that if you do the 1K this year, next year you're running the 5K with us.
That's how it goes. You know, as a husband of a runner and a runner
slowly
yourself.
But surely, I watch her. I try to run. I get injured, and I still watch her again.
Yeah. Well, she's the best. The 5K course, where does it begin? Where does it end? Well, I know that, but where does it go?
So we're going to go north on the Sand Creek Trail, and we will turn around a little bit before the large hill that would take you up to Subway in Ponderay. And then you'll be back down right around the concession stands is where the start and the finish line will be. The little kids 1K will encompass the sidewalk that separates the beach, kids beach down at City Beach, and the property of the Best Western there. And we'll take that all the way down to Dock Street. And then we'll have a turnaround. You'll start and finish at the same spot right over by the concession stands.
That's great. And then party afterwards at Trinity at City Beach. You must have an inn at Trinity.
Yeah, a little bit. We'll see. We're really crossing our fingers we have good weather because we'd love it to be outside. We've got magicians, face painting. I just talked to Captain Dan. I think he's going to come in full pirate garb. Hopefully the water will be up enough that he can bring the boat. If you haven't seen him come down.
Everybody's seen the boat.
Oh, my goodness. It's just you get 60 to 70 kids just all run out of the restaurant, run from the beach. They love seeing him. What an amazing family to have in our community that they come out and do this every day, and they do it for the children. So we'll have him. We've got cornhole. We'll have a taco bar. Everybody who's entered in will get a token for beer, wine, or a non-alcoholic beverage as well, too. Then you'll have the ability to purchase some meals if you've got some family members there cheering you on.
And you do need volunteers. And for more information on the race, you can go to BonnerGeneral.org. Just BonnerGeneral.org.
BonnerGeneral.org. You'll see the foundation or BonnerGeneral.org/foundation.
Yeah. So as easy as that. It's a great website, by the way, if you want to find out anything about Bonner General Health. Michelle, thanks for joining us today. We'll do it again sometime.
Well, thank you for having me.
And good luck with the fundraiser and with the exoskeleton. I think it's a great program that you're doing, and you should be very proud.
I'm super excited.
Thanks for having us on, Bob. We appreciate it.
We'll do it again, I'm sure. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we have Gary West with us. Him and his wife, Darlene, have a business called Granny's Goodies. They are selling their world-famous fudge at the Bonner County Fair as we speak, so we'll find out all about it right after this.
It's time to elevate your finances. Introducing Ascend Checking, the simple, free checking account from P1FCU. It gives you the flexibility to earn dividends, plus get anytime account access with online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, and no minimum balance requirements. Level up your finances with Ascend Checking. Learn more at p1fcu.org/ascend. P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938. Insured by NCUA.
Have you tried the new Fastlane checkout at the Sandpoint Super One Foods? There's 6 new Fastlane checkout stations, and they are super convenient and super easy to use. Check it out today, and if you're looking for a great job, Super One Foods is hiring with a variety of positions available, with some of them starting at $18 an hour. Apply today at superonefoods.net or simply stop by the store. Super One Foods in Sandpoint.
Hi, this is Chad from the Easy Home Buyer, and I pay cash for houses. If you own a house and want to sell it fast at a fair price, call me at 208-877-6000. I can pay cash and close in as little as 1 week. I am a local private real estate investor, and I am here to help you. I buy multiple houses every month in any condition and any price range in the Spokane and Coeur d'Alene area. I buy inherited houses, vacant houses, behind in payment houses. I will even buy foreclosures and haunted houses. Woo! Do you own a house that is trashed and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I love buying fixer-uppers. Regardless of your situation, I understand life happens, and I would love to talk with you and see how I can help. If you want to sell fast, call me today at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
Attention off-road and overland enthusiasts. Selkirk Off-Road is an overland outfitter shop that specializes in getting you set up with some of the best products on the market. They can assist you in helping make that dream build a reality. Their current build offerings include truck campers, solar setups, rooftop tents, bumpers, and more. Selkirk Off-Road is also the authorized Alucamp dealer for the entire Inland Northwest, located at 89 McGee Road, just off Highway 200 in Sandpoint, Idaho. Online at selkirkoffroad.com.
August 31st through September 5th, the 41st annual Pig Out in the Park returns to beautiful Riverfront Park in Spokane, Washington. Free admission, 50 food booths, 250 menu items, 4 adult beverage gardens, and 112 free concerts on 4 stages. Headliners include Too Slim and the Tail Draggers, Heart by Heart, Rail, Petty Fever, and Do or Die. For a complete list of food booths and bands, go to pigoutinthepark.com. August 31st through September 5th, it's the 41st annual Pig Out in the Park. You'll never eat it all.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back here on KBFI, Bonner's Ferry, 97.1 FM in all of Bonner and Boundary County. Thanks for joining us. And right now we have Gary West with us along with his wife, Darlene. They have a business called Granny's Goodies. You guys are at the Bonner County Fair right now. How are you able to get away one of the first days of the fair at the prime time of lunchtime?
Well, it was. It gets busier later in the day because during the day, most of the people are working.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting vacationers, people that have come up to visit from other areas. We get some people in from Spokane. And it actually hasn't been real too bad in the morning. Around 2 o'clock is when the crowds
really start coming in. Yeah. So you're explaining to me it's a little bit warm out there today. Today's the hottest day of the week. Does it melt the fudge?
Well, it not really melts it, but it gets soft.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we do is we keep it under refrigeration at night.
Oh, gotcha.
But yesterday we pretty much sold out. So we stayed up till about 11 o'clock last night, made new fudge, and brought that in this morning. So what we do is, and I've got a fan up there keeping the air circulating too, so it helps move the air around, keeps it a little cooler.
So
and it's all packaged well too.
What is so special about you and your wife's fudge? Why is it so good?
Well, it's a homemade recipe that she's got from her mom. The recipe's about 100 years old.
Wow.
And it's all natural ingredients. She uses butter, milk. It's cooked on the stove.
Wait, I got a pin here. How much butter? How much milk? Just kidding.
She uses, like I say, butter, milk. We use walnuts. We have like 4 different flavors that sell pretty good, but the favorite one is the chocolate walnut. That's what my mother-in-law made, and that's what Darlene's been making for 60-something years. She's been doing that. She started cooking when she was 5 years old, and so about when she was 10 or 11, she started working with the fudge. We've been together for 34 years, so it's getting more and more busy. More people want us to open a shop, so that's why we're working so much. We do the fairs, the Christmas fair. We work with Panhandle Special Needs. And we're raising money to open a shop in town. We even have people come down from Alberta because they like our fudge so much.
Is it any good with a scoop of vanilla ice cream on top?
It could be.
It just sounds good to me. I don't
know.
Walnut fudge and ice cream.
I like it plain myself.
There you go. So if you do someday open a shop, would you expand the menu to other things?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yep. She also has, we have it at the fair, her chocolate fudge cake, which is she makes in a sheet pan, and then she makes whole bundt cakes for people. We had she just sold a bundt cake last weekend. A lady called and ordered it special. Because we work under the cottage food law right now, but as we expand, we're going to get into all of the rules and regulations of Idaho.
Yeah, absolutely.
It works out really well for us right now, but yeah, she's going to do cookies. She's going to do cakes, we also, at the Christmas fair, we bring in 2 or 3 different types of fudge other than the types that we use in the summertime. Well, actually, all year. We do this all year long.
Mm-hmm. Well, Didn't I see you on Division in front of the bowling alley holding up a sign said fudge?
Yep. Yep, that's me.
So when are you guys there?
We're there Monday through Friday usually. Once in a while we're gone on Tuesday. And once in a while we're there on Sunday. But we are there Monday through Friday is our regular schedule. And we get there about noon, a little bit after, and then we stay till usually around 3:30, 4 o'clock, just depending on how busy traffic is. But we're there every day.
Yeah, so you're there every day, and then you sell it by the pound, I assume?
Half pound.
Half pound.
Yeah, we have the little white eco boxes, and what she does is we mix it together, and then we put it in the refrigerator overnight, and then we cut it. And we have a special food scale, so we make sure that everybody gets the half pound, what they're supposed to get. And then I wrap it in foil. We put it inside of an eco box, and I put another wrap around it to kind of help insulate, keep the cool in as long as we can and keep the heat out and vice versa in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
So and it works out really well.
If you don't mind me asking, how much is a half pound of fudge?
$10.
$10.
Yep, that's what we're selling it for. It's $10 for a half pound. We got a lot of people coming in for pounds, which mm-hmm. I was surprised they want two pieces. So what's nice, we have the four different flavors we have at the fair. We have a what we call Bourbon Street, which is white chocolate fudge with pecans and bourbon. Then we have, of course, our chocolate walnut, which is really everybody's favorite. Then we have a dark chocolate cherry almond fudge. And then we have a plain chocolate fudge. And
which is your favorite?
They're all all in half-pound boxes.
Oh, yeah. That sounds great. You talked about maybe having a location in Sandpoint, I assume.
Well, either Sandpoint or Ponderay. We'd like to be up in Ponderay, but we want to be where the traffic's pretty steady, too, where people see us, like on Division. It's just really hard right now to find something.
Have you looked into doing the Ponderay Neighbor Days coming up in September 10th?
I'm working with them right now to try to get in.
Yeah, free booth space.
we were going to do the Sandpoint Festival, but they forgot to call and remind us that they were going to change the date. And then they ended up using the regular dates that they usually do. So I missed that one this year.
Oh, gotcha. Well, we'd love to have you back next year at the festival at Sandpoint. That would be great.
Yeah.
So you're at the fair this week, obviously. Do you have
Saturday
particular hours from now through Saturday?
Yeah, we're there from, well, the fair opens at 10. We try to be there between 9 and 9:30 so we get set up. So when people start coming in at 10, and we have to be there till 8 o'clock at night.
8 o'clock at night, and it's just you and Darlene?
Just me and Darlene, that's it, yeah. Our granddaughter was coming up from Texas, but she couldn't make it. She ended up canceling on us the last minute, but she was going to come and help us because she's worked with us before. But she said, sorry.
Well, that's a long day for you guys.
It is, but we're used to it.
So then if people are heading out to the fair here this afternoon or the next couple of days, how do they find Granny's goodies?
Okay, if they come in the main entrance of the Livingston Exhibit Center, come in there's like six doors there.
Mm-hmm.
You come in that front and turn right. And there's two other booths, and we're the third one on the right-hand side against the front wall.
Mm-hmm. And you have a sign that says Granny's Goodies?
Oh, yeah.
Are you holding up your fudge sign?
Yeah. No, the fudge sign's on vacation this week. We have Granny's Goodies sign hanging on the wall, but when they come in, you see all the white boxes sitting on the table. The table's full of fudge and chocolate cake.
Do you give out free samples?
Oh, yeah. We have samples of everything, except the cake. The cake, we haven't quite figured out how to do samples on that because it's very moist. And if you try to put out a sample of it, we've noticed that the cake falls apart.
Yeah, obviously.
So, and the cake is $4 a slice.
Okay.
And that cake goes pretty fast. I was surprised how popular it is. Matter of fact, we were going to make another one last night, but we decided to wait till tonight because we had a couple slices left over, and they were there when I left. But they'll be gone by the end of the day.
All right, so Granny's Goodies, you can find them in front of the bowling alley on Division on most weekdays, sometimes on weekends. You can find them this week at the Bonner County Fair, which I know every one of you out there listening is going to attend at some point. And go stop by, say hi to Gary and Darlene West, and try out the fudge and bring some home.
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much. Speaking of the Bonner County Fair, coming up right after this final break, we have Wade Brown with us, and he's on every year this same week. We talk about his demolition derby at the fair, which kind of winds things up for the fair on Saturday night. So Wade will be with us right after this.
The Spokane Gun Show, sponsored for over 40 years by the Lewis Clark Traders, coming to Spokane this weekend. The Spokane Gun Show features hundreds of tables of guns, antiques, Native American artifacts, collectibles, coins, knives, art, and Old West items. Buy, sell, trade, or just browse around. 2 big days, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 3. Don't miss the Spokane Gun Show at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center this weekend. Sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader.
Hey, the end of summer's almost here. Kids are getting ready for the new school year, but I'll be left behind unless I get my rear in gear. Neil here from Auto Credit Sales.
That's some great writing, bro. We should call you Neil Raymond.
And I need your old ride.
Gotcha.
So if you bring your keys in, I'll help you end this season on a high note. You could get way more for your old ride. So don't spend another minute in a car you hate. Trade up when you could trade it in today. Even if you've had credit problems in the past, my For the People credit approval process works. So if driving your current car is getting old, bring your keys in and you could get the deal of the season when you get way more for your old ride. But hurry, only during my end of the season keys in sales event. I'm Neil Raymond, your dealer for the people. See all the cars at autocreditsales.com. That's autocreditsales.com.
Credit requires bank approval. Negative equity may be refinanced. Offer absolutely ends August 31st, 2022.
Bomp, bomp, bomp.
Every day, Mark fights retinitis pigmentosa, a blinding retinal disease. But even while his vision is taken, his family gives him hope. Because whether he's helping run their business or enjoying time at home with his wife and sons, Mark knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones. Because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Mark, winning the fight against vision loss means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
The North Idaho State Fair, presented by Findlay Post Falls and ICCU, is saluting to a century. August 19th through the 28th, the North Idaho State Fair is bringing you 10 nights of carnival, fair food, live music, and more. Step back in time and come enjoy family fun, featuring daily contests and new acts. Don't miss the North Idaho State Fair, August 19th through the 28th. For more info, visit nisfair.fun. We'll see you there.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. Got about 10 minutes left here of a North Idaho Thursday here on 1450 AM KBFI in Bonner's Ferry, 97.1 FM, or anywhere you are, anytime you want, at NorthIdahoRadio.com. And joining me now, as he does every year, this Yay. Particular week, Wade Brown is with us. Of course, he puts on the Demolition Derby, which kind of is the last big event for the Bonner County Fair. And Wade, welcome to the show.
Thanks again. Have me again.
You look nice and tan. What have you been doing?
Tan.
Yeah, that's right up your alley, tanning. Yeah. So the Demo Derby is back. Anything new or different this year?
Yes.
Oh.
There's something new. We got two companies, hometown sponsors, and we're talking about Co-op and Les Schwab Tires. Mm-hmm. They stepped up with a lot of money
wow.
for the prize purse. So we are up to $17,000 to give out to the drivers.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be happier. So, yeah, give these people your business. I mean, they're helping us out. That means through you guys out there.
Yeah.
you're helping us out too by going to your hometown sponsors, Schwab and Co-op.
And they're both such huge sponsors of the Bonner County Fair, you know, as far as like ticket outlets and Les Schwab does so much for the community.
So this was on top of everything they've been doing for years. So
that's great. Well, congratulations.
I'm really excited.
Drivers must be stoked.
You know what? We got $4,500 to the big cars that win. And this year, I got $3,500 to win for the mini cars. And that was the highest prize money out there for the mini cars up till about 3 weeks ago. Then somebody South Idaho stepped up at $3,500 for the mini cars. But
gotcha.
But yeah, it's going to be a great show this year. Sounds like I have a lot of cars coming. And
so what are the, you mentioned mini cars and the big cars, what are the various categories?
So your big cars are like the old Cadillacs, like 70s Cadillacs.
Oh, that's a big car.
Yeah, that's all big iron, old iron. Then the mini cars are like your little Honda Civics, little Toyota Celicas.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be your mini. They sound like little bees running around out there.
Oh, I bet.
But they've, as many few as I've had over the years, it's just been a big hit. So I said, okay, let's get these guys out there and show them.
And those old Cadillacs and Lincolns and such, they're like tanks.
Oh, yeah. They're so much fun. And we got some big hits coming this year, so I can't wait.
That sounds great. And it's Saturday night. It always sells out. So people should get their tickets today.
You know, and I got people calling me direct. Hey, it sold out. How do I get tickets? Well, if you show up to the gate, get there early. They always have tickets at the gate for people to get in.
I am glad that you brought that up, and that goes for just about every event at the Bonner County Fair. So say you go to Columbia Bank or Les Schwab or Carter Country, any of those ticket outlets, and they say they're sold out. This happened at the rodeo a few weeks ago, and then you'd go to the ticket counter at the fair, and they were sold out, but they saved some tickets back for events at the gate, so you have a chance of getting them day of.
Yes, yes. And that's even like tonight they got a dance, and even tomorrow night with the Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it sold out last year for the Bulls too.
Oh, well, good for them. Challenge of Champion. The barrel racing and bull riding is Friday night. Tonight is the Copper Mountain Band.
Yes.
The summer concert backed by popular demand. Do you go to that?
Yeah, I do. It's a fun family thing. I see so many people from high school there. They bring their kids. They bring their grandkids. And it's just a fun time.
Did you go to Bonner's Ferry or Sandpoint High School?
I went to Sandpoint High School.
Sandpoint High School. Yeah. Yeah, you would see a lot of people out there.
I'm related. I'm related to half of Bonner's. So.
Yeah. Well, we're related.
Yeah, we're related.
It's a small world here in North Idaho. I'll
have to look around and see who I'm not related to.
So the demo derby starts at 7:30. How long does, I mean, if you're planning on bringing the family, is it a late night?
Oh, heck, go in and get some of that fudge, bring the kids out, let them run around, enjoy the show, and it should be about 2.5 hours, 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm anticipating this year. I'm going to be announcing, so I got a couple other guys down in the flag, so hopefully I won't do too bad.
So is this the only demo derby that you run around?
I actually go down to Coeur d'Alene. I'll be down there next week, and I run Coeur d'Alene's, but run their show, promote their show going.
Have you been doing that all along?
Doing it the last 3 years for them, but there's a couple of years they didn't have the rodeo. Last year I did it, and it turned out pretty good.
Oh, good.
And there's a guy down there, his name is Old Man Henry. We call him Rabbit. He's probably one of the favorites up here, too. But we all made him an inspiration award, and we presented it to him by surprise, and we had a 65-year-old guy cry out there. I felt kind of bad, but he was happy.
Yeah. Oh, good deal. Are there concessions and beer and stuff at the demo derby?
Yeah, there's going to be there'll be barbecues out there. There'll be a beer garden, and I'm going to be shooting off shirts and T-shirts. You just gave me a couple.
Yeah,
I'm going to shoot off.
Got some Rock 103 shirts there, some KPND shirts, and
I'm going to be rocking
something
those
else
ones
in there.
Right out there.
Well, I appreciate you doing that. Where do your drivers come from? I mean, how do you become you started as a demo derby driver. How does somebody just like get into it?
Like me, I started out going watching them, and then I had a buddy that did it, and I went up and helped him for a couple of years get his car together. Then one year he says, hey, you're driving this one, you better fix it up. It was a used one, and I went out there and had a blast.
Yeah.
But he teased me. He said, you look like a one oar in the water, just going around in circles, not hitting nobody.
So, yeah, I think we talked about that last year. Do you get penalized if you just, like, avoid hitting people?
Yes, you can. We got a time rule out there. You got to hit a car within so much time. And if you're not doing it, and if we notice you, we're going to flag you out, and you'll be out for that race. You may not even be able to qualify for the main, depending on what happens. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. And we're not allowing door hits. There's no drinking out there.
Yeah, I hope not.
So, but yeah, we have a few.
I got a DUI at the demo derby.
So,
yeah, but no door hits. That's
yeah, driver's door hits. That's a bad one. So,
I'm
not here to, us derby drivers are out here not to put anybody in the hospital.
Right.
So everybody has to go to work Monday morning, right?
Yeah.
So it's a fun thing, fun event, and I'm trying to get it back there.
That's great stuff. So if somebody has like their little Datsun whatever and then the little car category and they get to the finals, I mean, how many races do they have to compete in to get to a final? And do they do it in that one same car that's been getting banged up all night?
Yes. I'm hoping we get to do heats with the mini cars like we do the big cars. Then I'll have to qualify for the main. And they'll have two heats or whatever, then a hard luck. So two chances.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. Again, 7:30 on Saturday night, the Demolition Derby. What time do you think people should get there?
Get there about 5:30. I'll have some shirts for sale up front.
So. Good salesman there, Wade Brown. Also, Challenge of Champions Bull Riding tomorrow night. The summer concert with the Copper Mountain Band is tonight. Fair fun and food like the Granny's Goodies. For sale right now. It's a great place to eat lunch during fair week. I never miss it. And got barbecue out there and the best ice cream I've ever had.
All Bruno puts on the spread there at the Derby.
Yeah.
On the barbecue, yeah.
That sounds good. World famous Bruno ribs. Wade, thanks for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you. And good luck with the fair, the Demo Derby tonight. And then again in Coeur d'Alene next week. We may have to go down there and check it out.
Thanks, appreciate it. And also, again, a big shout-out to Co-op and Les Schwab for stepping up.
All right. And that's going to be it for North Idaho Thursday for this week. Am I back here? Oh, yeah, I am here next week. And then, believe it or not, a week from Saturday, we have Bulldog Football right here on KSBT and 97.1 all the way from Rexburg, Idaho. I'm making that drive in August.
You're going to Rexburg.
I'm going to Rexburg. Anyway, I'm going to enjoy this weekend while I can. Until next week, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.